Small caps did the heavier work on the downside. That is the cleanest read from the finished cash session. The Russell 2000 Fund IWM was marked down about 1.8%. The S&P 500 was lower by just under 1%. That does not make the whole day dramatic by itself, but it tells you where the stress showed up first. The close itself was not carried by a clear leader list. Flowtracer has the regime marked mixed, breadth neutral, and no named leadership or laggard group strong enough to define the tape. That matters. On days with a clean story, the room usually has a center. Semiconductors carry it, banks drag it, megacap technology steadies it, energy adds a second engine. Here, the instruments did not point to one clean engine. So the session lands more like a day of uneven pressure than a day of broad liquidation. The small cap gap was the part that changed the feel. A 1.8% gap lower in IWM is not just a number on a screen. It is a reminder that the lower end of the equity market can feel funding pressure, rate pressure, and growth concern faster than the index giants do. Small caps have less room to hide. They do not have the same balance sheet insulation as the largest names. When they gap lower and the S&P also opens down, the market is saying the pressure was not isolated, but it was not evenly distributed either. That is why breadth being neutral is useful here. It keeps the read honest. This was not a clean washout across everything. It was not a clean rotation into one obvious safe group either. It was a choppier landing. Lower index structure, softer small caps, and not much leadership to lean on. The rates story sat underneath that. Not necessarily as a loud headline during the session, but as the quiet weight in the room. When the rate calendar is part of the center of gravity, equity gaps tend to matter more. They are not only about price, they are about tolerance, how much valuation risk the market wants to carry, how much financing risk smaller companies can absorb, how much patience there is for future growth when the discount rate conversation has not gone away. That does not mean rates explain every tick. But they were part of the weather, not the lightning bolt, more like crosswind. The index tone had the same character. Flowtracer's regime tag was mixed, not one-sided. That is an important distinction for a finished day. A mixed regime says the market did not give a clean verdict. It moved lower in important places, yes. But it did not finish with the kind of internal agreement that turns one session into a simple headline. The vol surface added another layer, but not a full story. The pack shows two regime entries in volatility, with put and call walls noted for QQQ and SPY. That tells us positioning mattered around the major index products. It does not tell us to overstate fear. It tells us the options map was part of the guardrail system. When those walls are in play, markets can feel pinned in some places and brittle in others, like flying through patchy cloud. The ride is not always dangerous, but the instruments deserve respect. What was missing may be just as important as what was present. There was no named group strong enough to own the day, no listed leadership, no listed laggard complex beyond the concrete index markers, no completed macro item in the provided calendar set to make this a clean data reaction session, no nearby public macro or earnings event in the source that needs to be folded into the final read. That leaves us with structure. The session started from lower ground in the main index and from clearly lower ground in small caps. It did not broaden into a simple all-in decline. It did not heal into a leadership-led recovery either. Breadth stayed neutral. The regime stayed mixed. The day finished with pressure visible but not with panic written across the whole board. For listeners who do not live inside these screens, that is probably the right level of detail. The S&P was softer. Small caps were weaker. Leadership was thin. The rates conversation remained part of the background pressure. Options positioning helped define the lanes, especially around the large index products, and the market did not hand us a grand conclusion. Some sessions do not. Some sessions are less like a verdict and more like a log entry. Friday, May 22nd goes into the book that way. Lower where it mattered, especially in small caps, mixed in the regime work, neutral in breadth, quiet on named catalysts. Specific enough to respect, but not clean enough to turn into a bigger story than the tape actually gave.